Welcome, AfterBuzzers, to another fantastic episode of Atlanta Housewives. Today is a special edition. We have a worldwide exclusive with us today. We have Candy Burris here, and we're doing an exclusive interview, so check it out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, turn us up. It's low. Straight up to my face. Okay, well, welcome. Yes. I am your host, English Cleveland. Today is another fantastic episode of Atlanta Housewives. You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jessie Zahner. You can find me online at Athletic.
Hi, guys. I'm Mo Classified. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Mo Classified.
What's up, guys? I'm Justin Hart, and you can find me on social media at It's Me, J. Hart.
All right. And Candy. Yay! We're so excited to have you here. Welcome to AfterBuzz.
Thank you.
Where can we find you? I know we could always find you on Instagram.
Oh, Twitter, Snapchat. Instagram, Candy.
Okay.
K-A-N-D-I. Facebook, Candy Burris.
Follow her, guys.
Right. For those who didn't know, I don't know why you wouldn't know. But
well, now you know.
Yeah.
Now
you know. Okay, so we want to open it up with a game just to break the ice and like have a little fun. You're in for a treat here at AfterBuzz. So let's get ready.
Yes, it's a fun little icebreaker, and we like to call it You Name. So basically, what's going to take place in this game is in 30 seconds, each host, we're going to throw out a celebrity name, and you have to say the first thing that comes to mind when you hear that name, okay?
Oh, Lord, I hate you.
Now, we're going to time this.
You got this.
You got to say the very first thing. Now, don't cheat us. I
can't. Oh, no.
So let's get ready to time it in 30 seconds. Ready? Let's hit it.
You go first. All right,
go
first. The main question.
Okay.
Yes.
Kenya.
Crazy.
Cynthia.
Nice.
Okay.
Phaedra.
Sheree.
Who go check her?
Who go check me, boo,
Portia.
Right?
Dee.
Todd.
Love.
Okay.
Mama Joyce.
Mama.
Right. Nene.
Rich bitch.
Donald Trump.
The Donald.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, glass ceiling.
Okay.
That didn't
interesting.
Get broke.
Block.
Hmm?
Block.
Baby daddy.
Oprah.
Idol.
Yes.
Peter.
Jamaican.
Apollo.
Apollo.
Lock up. She was going to say jail. That's what
I was thinking jail, but I didn't want to say that.
That's what I thought she was going to say.
Time is running down.
Matt.
Oh, workout.
Okay.
Okay, and then Chateau, Sheree, or Moore Manor?
I like them both.
You like them both?
I do. I honestly like them both.
Okay. Good answer. Right. Good answer.
We're going to let it have it. Okay.
You did
you
it.
Got
you killed it.
It.
Right.
That was easy. That was easy.
You put her on the spot.
Okay,
right away.
So what makes Candy Candy? Like, we get a chance to see you on TV. We watch it avidly. We do the after show for it every week, and we're obsessed. And
okay.
We've followed you from all of these seasons. But we never really, I feel like we never really get a chance to know Candy completely.
Okay.
So what makes Candy happy every day? What makes Candy Candy?
What makes me happy? A lot of things that make me happy. Of course, my baby, Ace. You know, he makes me smile every time I'm around him.
Yeah,
and look
he's
at him.
So cute.
I mean, both. You know, all my kids. But you know, when you have a baby, that just like the joy of everybody in our house's life. Of course, food makes me happy.
Yeah.
And everybody knows I love to eat. I don't even care what people think
about
it. Sex makes me happy.
Yes. Yes.
You know, having a good time with friends makes me happy, too.
Sure.
Like, just being able to kick it with, like, not with all the cameras and all of that, but just on some just regular.
Just low-key,
low-key type stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
So, what does Real Housewives, does it depict who you really are? And what parts of you do you feel like aren't shown as much on the show?
Oh, that's a good question. I think for the most part, you know, I try to just keep it real as possible on the show. So, I mean, you get to see me for the most part. I mean, there are certain things that, you know, you may not get a clear view because, I mean, obviously you only get like this mm-hmm. many seconds or minutes yeah. of an hour, 2 hour long conversation, and certain things I'm really not able to speak on mm-hmm. because it's a show.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you're not allowed mm-hmm. and then they edit out whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But, I think for the most part, you do get a real sense of who I am because half the time I don't really care what people think. I'm not trying to put on an image. I'm mm-hmm. just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, if I feel emotional, I cry. If I'm mad, you know, you see I'm mad. If I, you know, if I don't fuck with you, you see, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you, no. Can, say, you can say whatever you want. Yeah.
But, you know, if you see that, you'll see that, you know? Mm-hmm. Right. And you see that I love to handle business and do a lot yes. of businesses and different mm-hmm. things like that. So you only get to see a little part of that. They don't really show everything, you know, that I yeah. make happen or whatever. But and then, you know, I'm serious about my family. That's yeah. obvious.
Yeah.
I think, which is, that's real life.
Yeah.
You know?
And we definitely got a chance to see that, like, this episode, totally your emotions.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that. a lot of fans, because we have the chat room open, so fans mm-hmm. always write us while we're watching the episode or recapping, and they always want us to ask questions because they mm-hmm. feel like we have such a good insight
okay.
and, like, a close connection with you. So fans asked a lot, like, were the scenes contrived at all a little bit as no. far as, like, you know, like, you and Mama Joyce riding in the car together and then Block calls immediately at that time, or, like...
Oh, okay. Well, put it this way. On my end, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know that he was in a call
okay.
at that moment.
So, the producers.
So, I mean, I you know, I'm not allowed to say what yeah. I think happened mm-hmm. or anything mm-hmm. like that, but I think more importantly of why he called when he called is mm-hmm. that the conversation was real.
Right.
Yeah. You
yes.
get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I think people are so into, well, how they just pop up or show up at this time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, regardless of how he ended up, wherever he ended up, the situation
it's
is real.
Okay.
And it's something I've been dealing with mm-hmm. my daughter's whole life.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to put anything on producers or yeah. anything like that because they don't. They didn't make him not be in my daughter's life for all
right.
those years. Right. You know, mm-hmm. he just no, ain't true. Been there.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, you know, he wants to be around or whatever. And it's not that he's never before said those words that he was going to try to be around. But kind of like I said in the conversation, like mm-hmm. I'm sick of, you know, he'll just out the blue call, let's say this year. Oh, you know, I want to see her. I want to talk to her. And then you don't, you know, it's like, okay, cool. You see, you come around for
yeah.
that day or 2 days, and then we don't hear from you for 8 months.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't hear from you for a year. In this situation, we hadn't seen him in the last few years,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I had at the time that his girlfriend stopped by,
mm-hmm.
I had not talked to Block on the phone in yeah. at least a year.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, so y'all chose to pop up while
right.
we're taping?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You
that's
know what I'm saying? Thinking.
Yeah.
So those are the things that piss me off. And that's why, like, I don't want people to try to put the producers or the show into it because this is our real life and our real situation and nobody's mm-hmm. faking it for TV. So
right.
let's put the TV and the
yeah.
show out of your head. This is
this
what
is,
we deal with.
Yeah.
Good.
Definitely.
Good. Good.
Okay. So over the years, we've witnessed, you know, the rockiness of your relationship with Phaedra. Mm-hmm. How are you guys now? What's your friendship status?
So
if you want to say.
Not at all.
Not at all?
No, I won't talk at all.
Okay. And how do you feel about that? Do you want to build a friendship back
I'm
or are you just
it
letting
now.
It be?
I'm done and I want to let it be.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, let it die.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying her. I'm saying
the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like everybody, you know, keeps going on about, you know, whatever our friendship was, but let's understand that this is like the third year
mm-hmm.
that we haven't been cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, so it's not even new anymore.
Well, I mean, y'all been watching it. Nobody
yeah.
actually
mm-hmm.
realizes that this is the third season that this back and forth.
I think because it started before Apollo went to jail.
Yeah. And he's been in jail for over 2 years.
Okay, we were trying to figure that out.
So let's be clear.
Yeah.
And then people have this whole thing of when they always be like, oh, you know, you guys need to say, you know, all that you guys had. And I'm like, well, I did feel like we had a good friendship or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we became cool when she came on the show.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We didn't have a friendship prior
before,
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When she came on the show, we became really cool. We had mutual friends prior to. I knew who she was. She knew who I was. Mm-hmm. But it's not like we ever had hung out before, you know. So we had built our friendship up during the time of those years of us, you know, being together. And I felt like we did have a really good friendship. But, you know, it clearly started having problems like that season that he went away to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the reasons that you guys feel that we have problems, are diluted
to what it really is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like people are always so angry with me because like, oh, you weren't a good friend. But it's like, no, you guys don't understand. The situation that y'all was seeing on TV was not what was going on on camera. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, we was cool, I thought. You know what I mean? But I didn't even realize we weren't cool until I saw the show
year. Oh, no.
When she was talking to Nene. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so it's like, it's frustrating to me when people are like, oh, you weren't doing this, you weren't. And I'm like, but that's not what was really going on.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, you guys get what the ladies on the show want you to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because people on our show, they want you to think, they want you to have this image of
mm-hmm.
them
mm-hmm.
that, oh, I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't do that. And so you feel like, oh, they wouldn't do that. Why you do her like that?
Right.
And it's like, no, this is not what's going on. That's
well,
I'm
definitely
like,
not our show. We let everybody have it every week. So.
Really?
I mean, we're real. And the good thing, like, we're not edited, so we can say whatever we want to say.
Right.
Has Apollo and Todd talked at all?
Oh, yeah, they definitely talk. And then that's another thing. It's like, you know, Todd and Apollo have a friendship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, you know, when she and I became cool,
mm-hmm.
obviously Todd and Apollo became cool.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, after, you know, me and Todd started dating, it was like we used to do a lot of couples outings together. And so they developed their own friendship, And they've continued to be friends or keep in touch, you know, while Apollo's in jail. You know, they email each other,
mm-hmm.
different things. And that has nothing to do with me.
Right.
And I'm
yeah.
tired of people trying to make it seem like, oh, you should make Todd do this or do that. And it's like, okay, if they have their own friendship,
mm-hmm.
like, you can't speak on them being cool. Like,
that's homeboy.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're cool.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Well, you know, listen, speaking of friendship, since you mentioned it, I want to jump into, like, your business ventures, because you always, I think you have a mind for money. You know how to make money, which
Thank
is,
you.
You know, we learn a lot from it. So I want to know what's going on with Bedroom Candy.
Oh, Bedroom Candy is doing awesome.
Okay.
You know, when we first started years ago, we started out with just 5 products,
mm-hmm.
and now we've gone to over 100 SKUs. Like,
wow.
If you go on our Bedroom Candy website, we have, like, well over 100 products, you know.
Nice.
And then, on top of that, Bedroom Candy is not just our products anymore, it's also Bedroom Candy Boutique Consultants. So we have, like, over 1,300 consultants across the country,
okay.
United States or whatever.
Yeah.
I've gone to a Bedroom Candy party.
You have?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, thank
you.
Wait, what takes place at a Bedroom
That's
Candy
what
party?
I'm thinking.
Just out of curiosity.
It's fun. It's like, you know, a consultant, kind of like if you have a Avon or a Tupperware party,
right.
or something, you know, a consultant comes, but our parties are just more fun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, it's games, you get to see the products, you get to, they can tell you about the products that you're curious to know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
you can test it out.
Yeah.
You want a tickler?
Well, you won't be
you
testing
it out. That's why.
You can pick it up, touch it, and see, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's going to work for you.
This is how you do it.
Yeah, we have,
yeah.
like, it's so much fun because it's like the games that go along with it. You know, they tell you little tricks and different things that you could do. You know, it's just to keep things spicy. But then, I mean, now we don't only have adult products.
Right.
We also have bath and body products. We have all kind of lotions and fragrances, and for men and women. I mean, we have everything at this point.
That's books, awesome.
All kinds of stuff.
Awesome. All right. Now, what's going on with the old lady gang, the restaurant?
The old lady gang. Okay, so the restaurant is completed.
Yay!
It was gorgeous.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
But the only thing, we were just waiting on our last, certificate of CO mm-hmm. from the city. And basically, that's just some paperwork that we have to have turned in mm-hmm. that our architect, that we waiting on him, he's so slow, to get things done. And then we can open up. But even after we get it, we still have to, you know, test out our staff and all that type of stuff. Right. And so I'm not going to make any announcements until I feel like everything is flowing smoothly, because I know how people are ready to judge.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I want it to be on point.
Chateau Charay, you know.
So will the ladies actually be at the restaurant every day, or, you know, how are they going to operate?
They will be there often. You're talking about my mom and
her
aunts.
Yeah.
My aunts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there often. They're going to be, you know, greeting people that come. You know, you're going to, they're going to be hilarious.
We have to come and check it out.
I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Well, there's more businesses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're killing it.
Tax Boutique, right?
Yeah.
How is that going?
Tax is doing well. We you can go taxatl.com.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a long time. I mean, Tax has been here at least 7 years now.
Wow.
And we just have our location in Vegas as well. I love it. I mean, it's doing great. I mean, I don't really know what else to say. Go
about
shop.
That one.
All right, I'm going to make sure I shop. Yeah. Now, what about Baby Ace?
Ace.
His company.
Oh my God. Okay. So
excited about that.
Ace is called, the line is called Raising Ace.
Okay.
And so
okay.
really like a lifestyle brand for babies all the way to tweens. And basically as he grows up, the line is going to grow and get bigger.
Okay.
We'll be launching the website like in the next week.
Okay.
RaisingAce.com. You can go on there now to, you know, see like the first initial page or whatever. But we have everything from teething necklaces to the little body suits, the plates, the pacifiers, everything.
The toilet seats.
Yeah, toilet seats.
Right. Toilet seats.
That's a major question.
What?
How did you find out to put him on a potty train him at such a young age? Like,
Friend of mine told me to do it with Riley.
Okay.
So when my daughter was a baby, a friend of mine told me to... put her on the potty when she was like 6 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, girl, whatever. And
right.
But she had already done it. Mm-hmm. Like, she had babysat it for me.
Yeah.
So she put Riley on the toilet and was like, see, she'll use it. And I was like, wow, like, she really would. Like, you sit her up there and she just pee in the toilet.
Really?
And so all you have to do is go, yay! And, you know, or either, like, if sometimes, like, with Ace, I try to sit him up there first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, typically they
have to,
use it.
It.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit him up there and then you just go, like, I make little faces and then he'll start laughing. Next thing you know, he goes.
He goes poop too?
He's pooped in the potty like 3 times.
Oh, okay. My God.
But he mainly pees in the potty.
Yeah.
But he has pooped in the potty. But he thinks it's so funny when I make the little noise of the face. And then he starts trying to do, you know. Yeah. And then he goes.
Right, right.
So, with that being said, you just kind of praise them every time they do. If they don't, you just like, okay, you just, you know, take them to do
so
whatever.
So, did Riley, was she potty trained, like, earlier than that
she
average?
Was completely potty trained, like, could go without diapers on by the time her second birthday
came.
Oh, wow, that's good. Oh,
so, I know some people who don't even start until
exactly.
2.
Exactly, that's what I was going
to
say.
But she was
ready
good
to go.
So, it works, people.
Yeah,
try it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baby Ace, like, I just want to talk about his social media page because he has over 300,000 followers.
Yes.
That's amazing. What made you want to create an Instagram page for him?
I think a lot of people have Instagram pages for their babies now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of looked at it this way. I'm proud of my baby. I love my baby. And I know I wanted to post a lot of pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes if you post too much of something on your page, then people be like, oh, she always posting this, or always posting that. Or, you know, we know I have bedroom candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I may not want to always just have, you know, the adult products next
and
to my baby.
Have the baby.
You know, not to say that, you know, I care because I feel like, hey, you had to have sex to get a baby.
Right.
Hello.
You know, and not to say, even if you did in vitro, honey, you had sex a whole bunch of times before you knew you needed in vitro.
Right.
Exactly.
You
tried.
Exactly.
So it's just like that's how I look at it. As a woman, you have to hey, you can be a mother and have love sex.
Right.
So anyway, for those who have, you know, like to come up with that comment. Yeah. But so I just wanted to have a page with just my baby, something that people can't hate on. You can't hate on the baby.
Right. No.
The baby has his own page. He has fun on his page. It's nothing but positive, you know, pics or whatever.
He has his own businesses.
I know.
Yeah. Does he have a shoe line as well?
Yeah, it was something that we were working on.
Okay.
It's not totally done, but fly shoes, but we still gotta, you know, figure some things out business wise to make it, you know, work, because, you know, I like for things to be affordable.
Right.
And so just trying to figure out how to make it work. But yeah, we have the shoes too that we've already pretty much through most of the development of.
Cool.
Yeah, but that'll be up underneath the Raising Ace brand too.
Yeah, he has everything. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he's a little entrepreneur.
Okay, so speaking of sex, of course, we saw the previews with Portia and you possibly kissing her.
She kissed me. Let's get that
she kissed
but,
you?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, okay. So are you bisexual?
Happened? Yeah, tell us what happened. Because I feel like we keep hearing, she kissed me, I kissed her, this, that, that. What really happened?
And that's the whole thing. It's like, I kind of hate getting too far into it until you actually see.
Okay. Yes.
Because the problem is like, she says what I say, you know, she says what she says, I say what I say, and then it's kind of just like, whoever you're a fan of, that's who
you're gonna believe. Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and people get confused or whatever with the whole situation, but overall, it's just kind of like, the only reason why it had to come up was because, and I don't want to give away the story, but at a certain point later on, they're going to throw this, you know, oh, Candy's a lesbian waiting to come out the closet comment. So with that being said, you know, I'm like, well, if I am, you are too.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because my thing is, I don't like when people throw shade at you for something they like to do themselves.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm so... whatever, and I don't care what you think, I'll just say it.
Right.
Yeah.
They won't say it. They won't say what they do, but they always want to throw shade at somebody for things that they do.
Right.
And so that was the whole how it came about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So can we ask, are you bisexual, or is that in your past period? Have you been, you know,
have I hooked up with a chick before?
Yeah, have you? Yeah, okay, gotcha.
And see, that's the thing, is that, which I thought was so funny. You know, obviously I do, you know, with Candy Coated Nights.
Mm-hmm.
I've already, I mean, first of all, I even said it on the show before, on Housewives, that I had a girl experience before.
Okay.
I said that before, so I was just like, I'm not
why
sure.
Why are y'all making this a big deal now?
Yeah, why is this supposed to be, like, why are you trying to, oh, no, I know why.
Why?
See.
Tell us.
Well, okay, which there would be another reason why I don't want to give away story.
Okay.
But
give us as much as you can without telling us.
Huh?
Was it on a trip? Where'd you guys go?
What you talking about?
You know how you guys go on a trip like every year? Was like a one night, like,
are you
on
talking
a trip?
About the kiss situation?
Yeah.
Oh, this happened actually 2 years ago.
Oh, but just tell us.
Yeah, this
tell
was me and on camera.
Oh, my God.
You see, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like, they would never do, she would never do nothing like that on camera. Come on now.
Right.
Gotcha. Oh,
no. The shade was thrown on camera.
Right.
Okay, so let's be clear. The shade was thrown on camera. So, let me be honest.
Please.
Tell y'all my mind frame going into this season. So, in the past, I've always said that even when people came at me crazy, threw shade at me for some BS, or it was times that I could have said things that would have just straight hit them in the gut, I bit my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like over the last 2 years, it kind of like backfired on me in a way, because, you know, it's like, because people don't get the full story and then they feel like, oh, you ain't this or you done. And so going into this year, I said, I'm not biting my tongue with anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not holding back on anybody. So if anybody comes at me with something crazy, I'm just going to let them have it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that is why, whereas most of the time I would have kept that to myself.
Yeah.
And just chalked it up and just let them come at me with all the, oh, you must be whatever, waiting to come out the closet or whatever.
Right.
It's just like, I would have just chalked it up and just be like, okay, cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, nah, you know what? I don't like that. So we gonna talk about this.
Right. Yeah. We gotta change
you
this.
Know, yeah. So that is why I just went ahead and just said it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But yeah, I just basically said it. because in response to what was said to me.
Right.
And at first, the whole, you know, the whole BS about, that must have been when you tried to get me to go in a sex dungeon or something like that.
Yes.
But it was a straight lie. Like, girl, she made up a whole story mm-hmm. because it was trying to throw off the fact of what I said to her about putting it on Front Street about the kiss situation. So that's why I was like, you know, that is so sad that you would come straight up, straight make up a lie to just instead of just owning it.
I know. Ooh. That sucks. So has music taken a backseat to your life at all now that you have all of these business ventures? You just had a baby.
True.
Amazing, first of all. Snapback is the point. So that's a two-part question.
Thank you.
How did you get your snapback? And then about your music?
Okay, so you're right about... Wait, which one you do? The snapback or the music?
Either or.
Okay. So you're right. The music has kind of taken a backseat.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just kind of like, I don't know. I got so focused on everything else. It's like, I just don't go into the studio as much to write or create or record, which I need to fix and change that. Because then I find myself getting caught up into so many other things instead of doing what is fun to me, which is music.
Right.
And so that was something that I've been talking about lately. Get back more into that because that's just my free zone. Right. I get to vent a lot of times in my music when I write or just come up with dope stuff and I don't have to deal with drama like I do on the show. Exactly. You know? So I want to do more music. As far as the snapback. I have worked to get myself back down as far as weight wise because before I even got pregnant with Ace I had kind of blew up, you know what I mean? And my goal was to slim down. And then luckily, thank God, I didn't gain a lot of weight during my pregnancy. And then right after I had him, I did breastfeeding for like 3 months with no supplementing, so which helps you lose a lot of weight. Then I continued to breastfeed and supplement till he was like 6 months. So that helped me get my weight down. I stopped doing any type of desserts or anything. I was only drinking water for the first few months after he was born as well. So I had lost a good amount of weight. But then I started gaining it back during the season. So it's been a constant yo-yo for me. And now I'm trying to work to get it back down.
Definitely.
So you telling me you didn't watch Phaedra's booty workout DVD?
Where can we purchase this? Is it done? Right, like, did she put it out there or no?
Could you watch
about,
it?
Oh, you're talking about the one that her and Todd did.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, they never did release that.
Okay.
You know, she already had one before that, though, that donkey booty one.
Yeah, the one she did with Apollo, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we had a viewer write in online, Vanessa Laris. She wants to know why you allow Mama Joyce to disrespect other people, but then you don't let people step, to her.
Okay,
that's Vanessa's question for
you. This is funny to me. When people say allow, I'm like, clearly you don't have a strong mother. You know what I mean? Because people, if you know moms that are just kind of like one of those in your face, you know, one of those type of moms that don't play games, it's like, you don't allow them to do anything. They do what they want to do.
Exactly.
You know, my mom doesn't just talk to them crazy. She talks to me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like I control my mom or decide what she can say and what she can't say. You know, she's her own woman. She does that.
She deserves a peach, by the way.
She does.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
She earned that
peach. But as far as people saying, you know, and why don't I allow people to step to my mom? I'm like, at the end of the day, she's still my mom. Right. So I don't care what she does.
Yeah.
I'm still going to speak up for my mom.
Yeah.
And she could be dead wrong. And I can know she's dead wrong. And I would tell her, Mama, you was dead wrong. But at the end of the day, I'm still not going to let anybody talk crazy to my mom. That's just the way it is. And I'm sorry if y'all don't have that relationship with y'all mom. That's, you know, fine. That's you. Right. But this is my relationship with my mother. And if that makes you mad, it makes you mad. But it's nothing that you or I can do about what she decides she wants to say.
Right. Definitely. Okay. Have you talked to Mimi?
Not actual talk. I mean, we've texted before. I mean, not that long ago.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Is she coming back this season?
Not this season.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to have her stop by a reunion or something. Right, but a special she guest. Didn't stop through at during taping.
Not even a stop through like she did last season, like popped up at the vacation. She didn't even pop up.
No, she didn't. And I'm not going to lie to you. You know, much love to Nene, and I think she's, you know, a great housewife, contrary to what people think. You know, people always think I had a problem with Nene or whatever. But this year has so much craziness that happens. It's like, I don't feel like it's going to be a point where we really needed another castmate to pop up. And actually another castmate is gonna pop up.
I heard what we heard.
I just forgot about that. Yeah, so there still will be some more surprises throughout the season. But I mean,
what's one surprise that you can give us that you won't get in trouble?
I mean, I think it's kinda like, I think people already know that, you know, Kim Zolciak
should pop up. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
At a point, I thought that's what you were talking about.
No.
Thank you for telling us.
Well, you never know what they say. I mean, I read in the blog yesterday that that Kenya apologized to your mom for the whole wig comment, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, she apologized to me immediately after, and then she also apologized to my mom. My mom too.
That would have been scary if she didn't.
Can you give us one thing before we wrap up, you know, that's gonna happen this season? Like, give us something that's super exclusive.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out something that we didn't know about Sheree and her relationship with Bob. I never saw Sheree be emotional before. And, you know, because normally she keeps her feelings close to the vest or whatever. She's not really, you don't really hear stuff about Sheree. She's kind of secretive, really. So for her to be so open this year and let us in a little bit on some things like that we didn't know. It's really deep.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, yay. We're excited about that.
Can't wait to tune in.
I know. We're excited about that. Well, it looks like we have wrapped it up. We have one more question.
Yeah. It felt like that flew by.
I know. It's Wednesday, so it's Woman Crush Wednesday. Who's your Woman Crush Wednesday?
Ooh. Oh, gosh. Let's see.
I know it's somebody you scroll through Instagram like, that's my WCW.
I never really did. I always think the WCW thing is always so crazy to me when people put somebody as. But okay, if I had to have a woman crush, it's Oprah.
She is
definitely my woman crush.
Every day, that's a good one. She can teach me something. Well, yes, we thank you so much for coming and giving us all the insight and sitting with us. And hopefully you will come back and join us again for an episode. You could sit on the panel and, like, recap a whole episode.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah. So thank you so much. And thank you so much, After Buzzers, for tuning in to another fantastic episode. I'm your host, English Cleveland. You guys can always find me on that thing called Instagram, at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
And I'm Jessie Zahner. You can find me on all social media at Athletic.
Mo Classified, you know where to find me. Mo Classified, Instagram and Twitter.
And Jay Hart, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all this stuff at It's Me, Jay Hart.
All right. And Candy, you said we could find you at Candy
on Instagram and Twitter. And then Facebook, I think it's still Candy Burris.
And all Snapchat? Right.
Candy Burris, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, guys, until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.